For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. The art world looks down on paintings on velvet. The images conjured by the phrase velvet art might be things like children with big eyes or Elvis Presley. A Lansing art gallery is challenging the notion that this is lowbrow art. Casa de Rosado is hosting an exhibition called Black Velvet, a Rascuache Aesthetic, through February 3rd. I took a tour with owner Teresa Rosado and the exhibit's curator, Diana Rivera. Rosado starts by explaining what Rascuache means.
Rascuache is an aesthetic that a lot of Mexican painters used. It is defined by using what's discarded traditionally around you, but making something beautiful out of it. And the black velvet provided a medium different from canvas that would normally be used. And it created some surprising, beautiful results.
Well, let's take a look around. We're going to begin with what might be your biggest room of displays here.
This gallery is representing the landscape genre of black velvet, and this is probably our most diverse collection. It's landscapes are universal. We have in our collection pieces from San Diego and Michigan, desert scenes, and even I would call the Kincaid version of a landscape in here.
The pieces in this exhibition, are they new? Are they old? A combination of that? Do we have local artists reflected here?
We have local artists in the show. There's also an artist from Massachusetts that volunteered to provide a piece for this exhibit. What we have in the collection are pieces that were collected pretty much out of 10 states in the country, Canada, and going into Mexico specifically for our rooster one. The vintage, though, is probably like from the 30s up until 2018.
Let's go to another room. Okay. Teresa, you referred to this room as the icon room. Explain that.
The icon room has numerous pop icons, and also it leans towards faith, icons of faith that symbolize like the La Virgen de Guadalupe. And we also have a Christ that has a pink blood. So it's an unusual room in that we have caricatures as well as pop icons like Marilyn Monroe and Elvis.
And John Wayne.
John Wayne, too, yes, and an Indian chief.
And there's one more room we want to visit. Here we have a series of images that are also often associated with velvet artwork, animals and clowns, images of children.
Yes, we decided to pull together the things that were more recognizable in black velvet, the things that people kind of ridicule, the scary clown. I didn't get a scary clown, but I was able to find a happy clown, a unicorn that was donated to the collection, and then other things that are takeoffs on the black velvet, how it transformed or went on to become something like appliques on black velvet.
Teresa Rosado is the owner of Casa de Rosado on East Mount Hope Avenue in Lansing, where you can see Black Velvet, a Rascuache aesthetic, through February 3rd. Teresa, thank you.
Thank you very much, Scott. And if anybody would like to find more information on the gallery, they may stop by our Facebook page at Casa de Rosado.
We've also been talking with Diana Rivera of the MSU Libraries. She curated the exhibit. Thanks for your time.
And thank you for having us and thinking about having Black Velvet available again to the public.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.